23-year-old UW-Madison student Joe Lindstrom opposes the war, but he's fighting in Iraq now. He was working as an advocate for the homeless in Madison when he was called up from the inactive Ready Reserve last August. His name came up because he'd finished a stint with the Wisconsin National Guard to earn money for his college tuition. Before he left, Lindstrom worked with Madison City Council member Austin King on a campaign to raise the city's minimum wage. King says rising tuition costs are forcing many young men and women to make the same choice Lindstrom did.
Joe does not want to be in Iraq. He was called up into Iraq because of a contractual obligation that was forced upon him because of the economic situation that he grew up in and his desire to get more education and go to college.
But Wisconsin National Guard spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Tim Donovan, says young people like Lindstrom shouldn't be surprised when they get called up.
Yes, we do provide great benefits. We'll teach you a job, we'll pay for your college, we'll give you a lot of wonderful experiences, but there's a pretty good chance that your nation may call and we'll have to stick you on a plane. That's part of the deal. Always been part of the deal. For 367 years, that's been part of the deal.
Still, the organizers of the Bring Joe Home website hope their efforts will lead to fewer young people turning to the military to pay for college. The site includes Joe Lindstrom's story and links for sending letters to the White House and Congress to lobby for withdrawing troops from Iraq. And there's a link to Governor Jim Doyle's office to lobby him for a cut in college tuition. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.